everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Demi Lovato as the Jimmy John's Pickle Witch, how Dragula and the Boulé Brothers broke my TV, new music from Slater and 5 Seconds of Summer, and the difference between a hung smile and a shit-eating grin. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh, we made it through the scary verse.
And now we're into the Gooniverse?
Is that what November is about? Goonvember?
Locktober.
Goonvember.
Goonvember. Goonvember.
I don't know, really.
You are the Gooneral in command of this Gooniverse.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah. Hi.
You are...
Hey.
Don't come at me with the hi, with
hi.
The hey.
Hey, hi.
Don't bring your goonerarchy to this pod.
Oh my gosh. You think that
don't you disrespect the goonstitution?
So the people that participated in Locktober, not to bring it back, but if you were a Locktober participant, so at the end were you needing some WD-40 or what's the deal? Like I don't really get the status of the metal at the end. Are we rusting, ladies?
I think we're rusting.
I don't know. It's like, also, are you traveling abroad? How do you go through? Do you have to have TSA pre-check? Like, what if Big Magnet comes for you?
You know what I always picture? You remember those quarter machines at like bowling alleys, the mall, like you put in a Kmart, you put in a quarter, you spin the dial, you get a little bobble with like a toy in it.
Yes.
Did you ever see the ones that had like, they were itty bitty locks and they were shaped like hearts and came in like all the colors?
No, but like a little locket, like for a necklace?
It was a heart. And then it had just like, you know, the metal, like any lock, it has the bar that goes across the top and then just had one little spot for the key. I don't know. We really collected those. And that's what I picture when people got things locked up downstairs.
Yes. So was there a key?
So, yes. Oh, it's just like one of those little metal keys that probably breaks if you turn it too hard.
Does it work? Is it something that actually like was functional?
I never had things to lock up. We were poor.
I think if I were going for something, I would try to get a bouncy ball, like the ones that are like neon colors and like forbidden fruit type of, you know, you want to eat it a little bit. You want to bite on it. You want to chew on that. Like the really bouncy balls or the slimy hand that you can stick to things, you can like smack things and it can go, you know.
Listen, we would beg our mom for quarters at these little machines and she would always say, no sticky hands.
And honestly,
no sticky hands.
If they had Mike and Ike's, I'd be spending my quarter, honey. Oh, I want a handful of Mike and Ike's, even if they've been sitting in there for years.
I never really wanted a little piece of candy. I preferred a trinket. I preferred a collectible item. I preferred a little heart.
You're a little trinket heart girl. Lock. You're a little trinket girl.
Yes, I am.
Are you a trinket girl still? But
here's what I would do. I would lean toward the toys, but you know, I was opening the little trap doors for the candies to see if somebody forgot like one Mike and Ike or one Skittle.
Yes.
Oh, baby. People be leaving a little treat in there for free for us.
Well, speaking of leaving a little treat in there, I was told from a very young age, don't go reaching your fingers into change slots because you might get a pricked finger with a syringe. You never heard that?
No, never.
Well, I was told, you know, I was told from a very young age not to do anything because the syringes were everywhere.
Who were these people that convinced, the news convinced our parents that people were putting syringes in coin slots, razor blades in candy bars?
I don't know, but they weren't.
Is that their era's litter boxes in schools?
Litter boxes in schools. I think litter boxes in schools are still their era. They're the believers of that.
They're big misinformation.
Yes, yes. They don't. It's the same people that grew up with tabloids at the checkout counters. You know, like
they ain't fact checking, mama.
Yeah. Well, you know, the lead poisoning. I heard the lead poisoning.
Yes. really mixes well with our microplastics.
Yes. Yes. And the asbestos.
Yes. Honey. The big three. I'm asbestos rising. Lead moon.
Microplastics,
son.
Yes. Well, yeah, I see that in you. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
game recognized game, I believe, as they say.
I'm a triple microplastic. So, so don't come a knocking. Flammable, honey. No, but for real.
Yes. were you going on about something?
Not really. I don't really remember. The lead poisoning.
You want me to start with my list now? Are you ready for it?
Sure. All I have on my list, I went live on TikTok before this, and I was begging people for topics because we were all chirping and a squirping and a think about it, talk about it. And I said, you guys, my minutes are dwindling, and all I've written down is painting trade. Do you know about painting trade?
No, but tell me about it.
You know, what do you mean you don't know? You don't know about painting trade?
Painting trade.
Yeah.
No, it's like, no, in fact, I don't.
Honestly, me neither.
That's it.
Well, painting, you know what painting is.
Are we talking about brushes and canvases and acrylics? Or are we talking about that ain't mud in your bed?
Ass-crylics.
Okay, yes, now. I've seen, you know, what Simba-ing is.
Oh, no. No. Yeah, but no.
Simba, when he puts the little wipe across his forehead.
Anyway, we don't have to talk about painting trade. What do you
That's
have?
It. That's it.
What do you have to discuss?
Well, my bullet point number one is, hey, have you heard about celebs with hung smiles?
I've heard about hung smile, like as in you see a man, he got that hung smile. A lot of
hung smile is the new big dick energy.
Yes. Yeah.
I had never heard of hung smiles.
Well, hung smile, it's kind of like when you can tell just it's big dick energy is loud. Hung smile is quiet confidence.
Do you think shit eating grin walked so hung smile could run?
No, shit-eating grin, a shit-eating grin. The Venn diagram of somebody who has a shit-eating grin and somebody who has a hung smile, they're just not the same person.
You think a hung smile is a little more demure, you're saying?
Yes.
A little more.
Yes. A hung
smile.
A
little more wink, wink, nod, nod.
It's not even wink, wink. It's quiet confidence. It's...
Dang.
It's you walk through the world without having to say you're hung because, you know,
you got that hung smile.
Because the contentness that comes with the privilege of hungrosity has been with you for as long as you've walked the earth.
Yeah, it's an inner peace sort of feeling.
Yes, okay.
Well, that's it all I had. Hung smile, period.
Oh, you said celebrities that have hung smiles. Who are some celebrities that have a hung smile?
Listen, I saw it on TikTok, and I watched the deep dive of what a hung smile means, but I did not look to see what celebs have it.
Okay.
Let me see what the internet is saying. These hot male celebs are going viral for their hung smile. OK, okay. It seems, I don't know any of these people. Who? Oh, well, they're saying Superman, Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah.
Alexander Skarsgård.
Sure.
Mike, is it Feist? Feist?
Okay.
You know, Challengers.
Yes.
Hugh Jackman. They're saying Hugh Jackman has a hung smile.
He's kind of got more of a shit-eating grin.
You think Zoran Mamdani's got a hung smile?
Kind of. Hey,
he's
New York.
On the list.
New Yorkers. He's on the New Yorkers. List. I don't know what Corey's stance, but half of the podcast is endorsing Mamdani. Get out the vote. Pokemon go to the polls. Get it done. Representing a larger movement of, you know, people for people, not people for billionaires. Get out the vote.
Get out the vote. Did you see there was a Survivor ad for Mamdani that aired a couple weeks ago during Survivor, and it was all former contestants.
I did see that. And honestly, as I'm kind of new to Survivor, I didn't know a lot of the contestants that were on it. Were you gagged when you saw it? Were you gagged by any of the contestants they included? I think there was like a somebody at the very end that was like, I thought we already voted you out to Andrew Cuomo. Hashtag no homo, no Cuomo.
Yes.
Well,
I saw it. I thought good for them. I mean, I think it was people who probably were New Yorkers or people who support him. I don't think it was just like a, hey, who wants to do this? I think it seemed pretty tried and true to the people's political alignments for who were included in the commercial.
And you know what? That's called meeting the people where they are. That was a good ad.
There was a disclaimer that ran before the ad that said CBS and its affiliates.
I think
blah, blah, blah.
Legally they probably have to say that.
You think?
Yes, because they were like to a dumb viewer, they might think this is an endorsement. Like from Survivor, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And maybe legality prevents them from even whatever. I don't know.
All right. Zoran Mamdani, hung smile of the year. You heard it here first.
Ooh, yeah. You know what? I would say definitely a contender. I have high hopes.
New category for the Psychobabble Awards this year. Hung smile of the year.
You know what? To be serious, though, It feels good to have somebody you can root for in politics and somebody who you feel like is not owned by lobbyists and who is able to speak their mind about like things that everyone can plainly see. But the average journalist or the average politician is not able to call out because they are bought by lobbyists. So even if Zoran doesn't win, which I hope he does, he represents like a larger movement that could happen across the country of people realizing they can run for something and not be beholden to corporations or billionaires. And maybe there's opportunity for America to actually get on a track that's worth being on, as opposed to just kind of like a shit show.
Yeah. Well, you're right. Right after Halloween season, it is election season. But do you know what other season it is?
Well, Goonvember. We know this.
I do have Goonformation to bring up.
Okay.
If you want to talk about that, but
no,
I was
but
trying
what's
to
the season? What's the season, Mama?
Well, it's 31 years of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, I did see that today. I think that we're recording. It's the Today was the day it came out. I don't know.
Did you see the meme of her of people knocking on her door? Well, I mean, it was filmed by her team of her saying, "It's not time yet. It's not time yet."
No, I didn't see that, but I feel like she does that every year.
But I respect it because, like, it's some people got their Christmas stuff up before Halloween, and you need to wait for Mariah to give us permission. I think.
The Grove is already Christmassy. It's kind of like, you gotta relax. Wait. We're recording this before Halloween.
You gotta wait for the Queen of Christmas to sign off.
I agree. Yes. Yes, and
Christmas candy in my aisle at Walgreens next to Halloween candy.
Yeah, no, we can't be skipping things. We have a lot of other things to be worried about. Thank you.
You know what I'm not, skipping?
What?
The new Demi Lovato album.
Oh, you like it? Frequency?
Oh, baby, I like the whole thing. Mm. I think it really is a great album. I think y'all should listen. I think it's got brat vibes with real vocals.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
I think it's just, well, they, 11 they songs. Call, she really did that.
They do call Demi, you know, the original brat sometimes.
Do they?
I don't know if they do, actually. They call a lot of people the original brat. I mean, she was being bratty when it wasn't cool. She was being bratty.
Are you talking about when she yelled at the ice cream people there in LA?
No. Oh, yes. I was thinking you were talking about Ariana versus the donut people. Donut people, Demi versus the ice cream people. Has Miley ever feuded with a sweet treat?
I was going to say me versus the Best Buy people.
Oh, my God. Who was that?
Did you get
queen?
A new TV?
Yes, I did. Who was that drag queen that
has
worked
it
at
been
Best
delivered?
Buy? No, it's getting here next week.
How's it feel to have Geek Squad in your house?
It's good. Oh, honey, you know about GameStop booty?
Yes, unfortunately, you told me about GameStop booty, and I don't care.
Okay, well, if GameStop booty is a thing, honey, Geek Squad booty is definitely a thing.
Do they make them dress geeky?
No.
As like part of the shtick? Do they have to come in full Urkel to erect your TV?
Full Urkel. No. And in fact, you bring up a sore subject for me about Halloween. I cannot believe in the big year 2025 anybody is dressing up as a nerd for Halloween with just glasses and tape.
Low-hanging fruit. That's what you know how Lyft used to have the pink mustaches on the vehicles?
Wow. I've always memory hold that. That was smart to get rid of that quick.
I've always assumed that when Geek Squad comes to your door, they're wearing glasses without the lenses with tape over the middle as part of the shtick. They're geeks. They're there in suspenders. Do they still drive a specific vehicle? I thought they were slug bugs.
Maybe. Some of
Geek
them.
Geek Squad drive slug bugs.
Yes. And you know what? GameStop booty has a hung smile. Geek Squad has a shit-eating grin.
Okay, I hear you.
Okay, this is the new dichotomy. This is so I can separate anything into these two things, actually.
Well, let me tell you, I love the Demi Lovato album. I was here for Fast. I was here all night. The album dropped. I can't stop listening to tracks 3 through 7 on repeat. 5 bangers in a row. Ooh, I'm here for it. I'm sorry to myself. Oh, we love an apologetic anthem to oneself.
I did love it, but I don't know. I was listening to it yesterday, and does she say, like, I'm sorry for starving you. I'm sorry for hating you.
Yes, but I cried.
Wait.
I cried.
I'm sorry for starving you. I'm sorry for hating you. Hold on. Sorry to myself. Let me look up the lyrics because I don't want to get it wrong. I'm sorry to myself. Hold on.
I'm here.
I was a little like,
I'm sorry. She says, I'm sorry for the starving. I'm sorry for the burnout. I'm sorry for the hurting, but I love how it turned out. What do you think she's saying?
Yeah, that's what I thought she said. I don't know. She's all, my bad for, okay, as somebody who's dealt with disordered eating, if I were to say to my body, sorry for starving you, but I do love how it all turned out. It's a little like, oh.
I don't. I think I.
And I wouldn't comment on it if I didn't also have a history of disordered eating. So I feel like I can dabble my toe in a little. Demi, do your thing and process your things however you need to. But as I was listening, I thought, that's interesting, actually, I guess.
I don't think it's specific to that part. I think it's like a I'm sorry for a lot of the stuff that we went through, but here we are now.
Yeah.
We've overcome.
I thought that song would have been a great Kelly Clarkson song. I could hear it.
It is giving Kelly.
The whole album is really strong. I thought, damn, this is like maybe one of her strongest albums. As far as least amount of skips goes,
I think it's very cohesive. I really love it. A little bit has been on repeat in the cool household this week. Say It is a banger.
Let You Go.
Let You Go. I told you, I go frequency, Let You Go. Sorry to myself, a little bit. Say It, repeat.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes I throw Fast in Here All Night in there, but I've been in love with those all summer, it feels like. So I'm giving some love to the new tracks.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Uncommon Goods. The holidays sneak up fast, but it is not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful, with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often homemade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses. And because they're made in small batches, the best finds can often sell out fast. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, diehard football fans, foodies, mixologists, avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. Plus, when you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of the handmade products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out for the holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. And they've donated more than $3 million to date. I loved looking through Uncommon Goods website because, oh my God, y'all know I love salt and pepper shakers. I'm a little collector. And just with a little search, I found so many cute little salt and pepper shakers. So like, whatever it is your favorite person loves, you will find something that they will love. Trust me, just go look. So if you want to shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today, you can get 15% off your next gift if you go to uncommongoods.com/babble. Again, that is uncommongoods.com/babble for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer, Uncommon Goods. We are all out of the ordinary. Thank you so much to Uncommon Goods for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Mood.com. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that is revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges. From sleepless nights to stress-filled days, Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with the promo code Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E. I have tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it is wild how different each one feels. Like, they're sleepy time gummies. They knock me out in about 15 minutes flat with no hangover, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing. And then the epic euphoria gummies, they are perfect for those days when nothing is going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your crappy mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in the dispensary or anywhere for that matter. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on a small family-owned American farm. No pesticides, no BS, and they can ship to most states in the U.S. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners also get 20% off their first order with the code BABBLE, B-A-B-B-L-E. So head to mood.com and browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and then find the perfect gummy for whatever you are dealing with. And remember, use promo code BABBLE at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Thank you so much, mood.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. You know who I'm investing my stannery into this season? Slater.
I'm not done with Demi.
I am Slater. It's for me, this era is, she is, do you even know who Slater is?
Isn't there a multiple Y's in the name?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Here we go.
She has an album called Starfucker from 2023. And honestly, I love the album cover. It's so iconic. It's like, I don't know, 80s, like, what's that design aesthetic where it's like big porcelain black cats and like
yes,
gauche. Is gauche even the word I'm looking for? Anyway,
does she have an album out?
Yeah, she's got albums. Yes.
She hasn't had an album since 2023. You're talking about her new, she's released three songs this year. You're into those?
Yes. I have loved Starfucker, the album from 2023. This year she is.
Can we say Starfucker on this show?
Well, yes, I think we can. I think what's it called? The like PG version of an album? The censored version? Yeah.
Clean version?
The clean version is called S**R.
They got a kids bop version?
Yes. Well, she's back. I think she got signed to a label or something, or maybe she changed labels, or I don't know, but people talk about it like that. She's back and she's hungry. And she said, this is actually the moment where I'm going to be, you're going to be paying attention. Beat up Chanel's, cannibalism, crank, honey, I'm sat. If you need a trio, well, I think you're going to think it's just loud, to be honest.
Okay. Well, then I won't listen.
Put the cue them for when you're on a run. Maybe you'll be like, ooh, wow. Yes, I'm going or whatever. But
that is what I think about when I run.
I think we've got a star on our hands and I stand. I'm very much living for Crank, especially right now. The music video is, I mean, what I get from it is the budget is low, which happens, but she's making do.
Country girls do make do.
I'm also living for the 5 seconds of summer era that we are in right now. I don't know if you've listened to any of their new music from like that they've been putting out, but they put out a couple new singles. One of them is called Telephone Busy, and it's kind of like crazy good. I'm not joking. You need to listen to it. You'll be like, wait a second.
Are telephones busy these days?
The telephone,
they just go
busy.
Straight to voicemail.
They also have a song called Boy Band, I think, or something like that.
I'll get into the gig.
Yes, you need to listen to both. The new Marina song is so good. Sex is Power. Sounds just like every Marina song that's ever come out, but you know what? I'm still here.
Dang. You're sure are naming a lot of things that are back.
Yes, the girls are girling. Inflation
indicator.
Know
what do you know what else is back?
Celine.
The Pickle Witch at Jimmy John's.
The Pickle Witch at Jimmy John's. I'm not sure.
Now I know
have
we're
no clue how I do not know about the Pickle Witch at Jimmy John's, because honestly, it feels like my fursona.
Now Now I know we're in a post-Halloween moment, so I don't want you thinking witch, like ghouls and goblins and witches. I'm talking witch like sandwich.
Oh. The
pickle witch is back at Jimmy John's.
Is it like
and a, you know a, who's a, this and you know who the spokesperson is?
Oh, is it who's that man?
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. It's Demi Lovato, since I was just talking about Demi Lovato.
No.
Demi Lovato is here because, as you know, she's back. So she's letting the people know that the Pickle Witch is back at Jimmy John's.
What's
the Pickle Witch, you might be wondering?
Yeah, I am. Is it bread? It's pickle instead of bread? No way.
Yes, a big old thick pickle instead of bread.
Honestly,
I would fuck it up.
I would kind of fuck it up. Well, I don't know. It means bread where the pickle is then.
I don't think that. You know, bread can fuck off.
Well, is the pickle like dry? Because it's seeming a little bit slippery, slidey.
Well, it's like, have you ever had a lettuce cup?
Yeah, and
have
it's
you ever
terrible.
Had a lettuce wrap?
Yes.
Have you ever had, what's that terrible burger place, In-N-Out? Have you ever had the lettuce wrap at In-N-Out?
It's like, love yourself. At some point, you have to just, I'm okay with having a love handle or two. It's okay. It's okay.
If you're one of the West Coast people who loves In-N-Out, let me tell you, they need to salt their fries. Anyway, in the ad where Debbie's talking about the pickle witch being back, she references Poot.
Oh! Poot?
She acknowledges Poot Lovato.
Poot Lovato for the pickle witch. Well...
No, heck, is that her first time acknowledged? I thought she historically
I think she's talked about Poot. I thought you were going to say Jared Fogle was back. But is he dead?
The subway guy?
Yes.
Didn't he go to jail for bad things?
Bad things, yes.
Okay, they're not going to let him come back and be the Pickle Witch spokesperson.
In Trump's America, anything's possible.
Trump pardoned the subway Jared.
It seems like something he would do.
I did see he said no, he wouldn't be pardoning Diddy.
Well, he's going willy-nilly pardoning the worst of the worst. So I wouldn't be surprised if Jared from Subway is on the short list.
Did you see him talking about the cognitive test he had to do?
Yes, it was like, is that a giraffe or is that a rhino?
Full on admission. This is the cognitive test he had to take at the hospital.
Okay, well, controversial opinion, I do think... if we're not going to put age limits on the presidents, we at least need to be making them do cognitive tests.
This is his first, just like his first administration, where he all said that the general doctor said he was fit and healthy.
Oh my God! When they put out the stats of his height and weight, and like if for him to be that, he'd have to be like a big, hot, muscly man.
With like a Barbie snatched waist.
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he wears padding. I don't know. He's kind of
maybe
like...
Maybe the padding he is wearing is Depends.
Oh. All right.
Did you have anything else to discuss today? I know you wanted to touch on Dragula.
Yes.
We've never discussed it in this house.
Well, let's just say I have dove deep. During Scary Verse Tober, I was like, you know what? Let's get a little bit into the Scary Verse. Let's watch some Dragula. And maybe that's what broke my TV, actually. The Boulay brothers.
Wasn't there a ghost haunting your stove? Maybe an appliance jumped.
Oh, can it do that? Like a tick?
Or like bread and spawned and it's like taking over. What appliance is next?
I don't know. My rose toy.
Maybe it's that. Your what?
But you know what a rose toy is? Do you know what a rose toy is? Mine's possessed. Possessed.
A rose toy? Is that like a pocket pussy?
No, actually.
Is it like a foot flesh jack?
No. I think it looks just like a rose, and you kind of smash it up against your stuff. I don't think many people with hung smiles are playing with rose toys, if you will. Okay.
Oh, I've never seen a rose toy. That's the new, the rabbit walks, yeah, so the rose toy could run.
I'm sure you've never seen a rose toy. I'm sure, actually.
Well, I Googled it.
Well, the spirits have jumped into my rose toy, and here we go. No, my TV broke, and I think it was the Boulay brothers. Anyway, so I watched season one, even though everyone's like, it's a little crusty. I'm like, how crusty could it be? Honey, it was crusty. They talk about the
more
season.
More crusty than August?
Honestly, it was giving August. It was giving less than August sometimes, because if I were filming something for August and I was out in the wild or doing a skit or a bit, there might be microphones. Okay, there might be.
Yeah, I was kidding. August had production.
Yeah, and if there's one thing season one of Dragula did not have, microphones, production, color correcting. I don't even know. The list goes on. But it made me appreciate. Lighting. It made me appreciate, actually. I'm now on season three. So I watched season one. I thought, you know, concept is there. Budget is not. That's okay. You got to fake it till you make it. Proof of concept will get you to season two with a better budget. And so on and so forth. We saw it happen with Drag Race. And now look at where we are. So I was like, I'm going to watch season one so I can have appreciation for season two and beyond. And I knew that there's like Titans or whatever, their alt version of All-Stars. So I was like, I want to know who these people are going into the watching in All-Stars. I would like to know, you know, their backstory or where they come from or their growth. So season one I watched, I didn't really know anybody except Meatball, who I have seen tons of clips of on the internet. So like, I was like, oh, I didn't know Meatball was on Dragula. Then season two, there were a couple names that I knew, but the production got a little bit better. But also, they were leaning very heavy into like people's drama, interpersonal drama. And I'm like, I would like to just see their art. Sorry. I'm on season three. The budget is there. Holy shit. They got microphones, the lighting. There's a stage. There's a workroom.
Beautiful gowns, beautiful dresses.
Yes, the categories for Dragula, if you're unfamiliar with Drag Race, it's charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent as a drag competition. For Dragula, it's drag, filth, horror, I don't know, glamour. Drag, filth, horror, glamour. And they
Is
really
that
do
an
do
acronym?
That. No, it's not, and I tried to figure out what it could be. It's not. But
Do they say in every episode from the beginning that, like, we're not judging your drag, art is subjective, the, like, monologue that she gives?
Yes, every episode, and I really appreciate it, actually. They say, drag is art, and art is subjective. We are not judging you by your drag. We're judging how your drag answers the prompts of the challenges and this competition. And I'm like, yes. Some people really do take it personally, though. Like, this is my art, and it's like, yeah, well, you're on a competition. They have to judge it somehow. I am loving it. There are only a few times I've had to look away, but I have had to look away. Like some of the extermination challenges, their elimination like competitions at the end, they don't lip sync for their life. They do like a Fear Factor shtick at the end, and then somebody gets killed.
Okay.
It's fun. And you're watching Dragula, but you did not watch any original season.
No, Tyler was telling me about Dragula when we were doing our Patreon little live stream recently, and I went to look to see what seasons I could watch. The only thing I could find was Titans 1, which was on online for me. And so I watched it because I had heard about the bad production of the other ones. And I agree, there were like, I instantly in episode one, I loved a lot of the drag, but then I felt like it was very, a little drawn out, like arguments for argument's sake that I, and then some of the times I didn't even know what the arguments were happening, were going on about. I finished the whole season in like a week, but I will say there was a lot of fast forwarding for me when they were just like arguing in the workroom, because just like regular Drag Race, I prefer more of the like art and humor than any of the like drama of it all.
I do, but I get it.
Some people like that.
I do like that. I don't know if they're doing it on the season you're watching, but right now they're going through each contestant in the workroom while they're all working on their stuff. And in front of everyone else, they're kind of doing mini confessionals talking about like the process of their art and what they're making for that challenge.
Yeah, they did. They do that, which I like.
I love that. I'm like, I would love to learn more about like the actual work that goes into each look as these queens are making their art. I don't know. It makes you appreciate, even if it's a little crusty and busted, makes you appreciate like the intention behind the things.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird because it's like, I just think they're constrained by budget at this point, but it's like, for those to be hour long episodes when there'd be like 15 minutes of the same argument in a circle was like not fun to watch. But then also sometimes when they're doing their floor shows, which is this show's version of like the runway for Drag Race, in a sense, it's like sometimes we'd be watching the person's floor show for like 3 to 4 minutes. And I'm like, no, I only need to see their look walk the runway briefly. Like, I don't need to see all
I don't know if they ever fix it, but the floor shows are driving me nuts. They slow down the editing and stop splicing them all together. I don't know who's wearing what. I don't know. Zoom out a little. Let me see the full outfit. Let me see the full walk. Then if you want to do a mega cut of all the different little close-ups, do it. But like, you can't do all the mega close-ups all back to back to back. I have no clue what you're about to judge on. It's not working for me in that way.
And for me, the like first two episodes of Titans, so many people do such transformations with prosthetics and masks and headpieces. I watched the first two floor shows and it's like they wouldn't even put the name of the person in the lower third. And then I'm like watching it being like, I like that, but I have no idea who that is. And I don't know who that was out of drag.
Yes. Yes.
it was like, I was like, I don't know how they fixed this. Maybe it'll get better.
In the lower third. Yes. Yeah, some things would be helpful. I do find that they are definitely trying to differentiate themselves from Drag Race. And so they make some choices for the production of like the elements of the show that are different. But if it's not broken over on Drag Race, you're allowed to like kind of replicate that. So like, for example, if they're doing a confessional out of drag, it would be nice to have that little icon at the bottom and their name at the bottom to know who the hell we're trying to understand who these people are. But yeah.
In Titans 1, in the first floor show, one girl came out in this like full mask costume, like not even like painted, not a prosthetic, like an actual like mask. And it was really cool. And I loved the look, but I'm sitting there being like, I have no idea who that is.
Well, I think I know who it is. Do I know who it is?
Probably.
What was I just about to say? Oh, I forget. It's okay. Yeah, no, I am enjoying it, and I like the Boulay brothers. I find them enjoyable. I find the whole concept to be great. If you're liking Drag Race, if you've watched all of Drag Race, the only thing is sometimes it is a little bit like they say filth and they mean filth. They say horror, they kind of mean horror. There's been challenges where they have to get bad tattoos. There's been challenges where they have to pierce themselves or be like needles through their skin. There's been challenges where they have to eat, like drink, like chug blood. There's been challenges where it gets a little gross and funky.
Yeah, they needed some ironing out for those on Titans 1. They changed it and it was called a fright feat. And like sometimes you want an advantage, which I thought worked well, but other times it was just like felt like filler. And they like warned like if you didn't complete a fright feat, then you would be eliminated and the last eliminated queen would come back. So there was like a level of I thought it was interesting that they had done that, but I felt like there was nothing that was presented that people weren't actually gonna do. Oh, so wait. It was like there, it kind of lowered the stakes.
There's been some challenges where people don't do the challenge and like are not able to do the extermination challenge that I've seen.
It was
so
like
far.
it was like eat a pig's brain and whoever eats it fastest wins an advantage. And it was like you all have to participate. But as soon as the first person finished, they all got to stop. So yeah. There were like a couple of people just like who took like one bite and were pretending to chew. And I'm like, they're not participating. So I think they should be sent home and bring back whoever was there last.
Well, so. You know, escape the night. I had an extermination challenge against.
You ate the cake.
Liza Koshy. And I ate the cake. I didn't know that through movie magic, maybe you didn't have to do it. You just had to act it out.
How would they determine who went home? Whoever ate more of the cake?
I don't know.
Whoever was the better eater?
Well, yeah. I think some people on Dragula don't remember that they're... It's supposed to sometimes be a little camp. It's your performance is not who's the best at... I mean, who eats the thing and just finishes it and is gagging the whole time. It's like there's some queens that really lean in and be like freaky about it. And I think maybe they take that into consideration. Who's playing for the TV as well? You know, who's like the performer, the entertainer while doing the extermination challenge?
Well,
I remember what I was going to say. Do you recall the lap dance on the podcast? The stripper on the podcast?
Yes. Yeah, it's your birthday present. I got you a nice gift that year.
You know he's the Boulay Brothers like guy in the in
What do you mean?
He's the pit crew.
Not on Titan season I watched.
Oh, he got cut.
There were like two on the season of Titans I watched.
I think he is. Well, I mean he's season one, two, three, his name is Israel. I think that's the dude that was at the podcast.
Yeah, that was his name, I remember.
Well then, bitch, yes, it's him. Yeah, when he came out on episode one, I was like, now hold on a second, that man has ground up on me.
Oh, wait, maybe he was there in Titans.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he just looks much older now. I mean, I guess it's been a while.
The time ticks for all, Corey Cool.
Well, yeah, he was there for some of it. Should you message him?
No, I don't think so. But I wish him well from afar. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in the... Wait a second.
What?
Oh, I clicked on his profile and he's following me on Instagram.
Wait a second.
I was like Googling and I just clicked and it said follow back and I was like, wait a second.
Okay. But
you can find
Corey in his DMs.
You can find me checking out Instagram.
All right, mama.
Well, where can people find you?
You can find me
stirring my cauldron in Jimmy John's as the Pickle Witch.
Mm. I love that. I love that, my little Pickle Witch. All right, bye.